and Namibia. And right now it's time to say good morning to Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning on this slightly gloomy Monday morning.
Yes, Wayne, good morning. The roads seem a little bit wet. We didn't seem to have any rain out at Cinsa, but the roads and the buildings and that all seem to have, I don't know if it's just the dew or whether it's a little bit of rain on the roads, but anyway. And then not to forget as well for yesterday, happy birthday. Like you said, it was Sunday, so you were nice and relaxed at home.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, our chat today is drug awareness. Mm-hmm. It's just something that in fact always worries me. And in the last 10 to 15 days, I think I must have had about 3 or 4 families affected by it.
Wow.
In fact, not only families affected by it, but people who are blind to their children being involved in it, thinking that, you know, all is clear. I hear people, families chatting about, you know, oh, we had a private party for our daughter and we gave them a drink or two. You know, that is so dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason for it to be such that you're not allowed to drink if you're under the age of 18. So, you know, parties for growing up, providing fun and discomfort for young people needs to be watched carefully. The drug awareness is there in the sense that, you know, you can't say, okay, we limited them to 1 or 2 drinks each. Or we made a punch and they had some punch. Some people can take alcohol, some people can't.
Mm.
And that is normally the start of naughtiness, as I call it. You know, they enjoy themselves, they get that feeling where they, you know, then want to abuse it later once they've had it. So if you're a parent, do the noble thing. No alcohol or other drugs allowed at parties for any children under the age of 80. Most importantly, these parties as well, you hear, oh, we did a party for so-and-so. We invited 20 people and ended up being about 100.
Yeah.
Party crashes are the worst. You need to look and make sure that it's invited guests only, or if somebody pitches that it's a special person that you know that you forgot to invite.
Mm-hmm.
But these large parties, it's all very well. My daughter or my son is so popular that we invited 20 and she ended up with 100. No, they haven't.
Mm.
Those party crashes are the kids that come that abuse parties, that use alcohol, that use drugs and that type of thing. And alcohol is the start of drugs. Don't kid yourself, you know. So rather stick to food and non-alcoholic beverages and make sure that you are aware of what's happening when you host a party at home for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them get out of bounds. Don't let the kids go out through the gate or the yard and off to the shop and places like that, because this is exactly where they go and, you know, purchase. I mean, gutter is a big thing amongst the kids today.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's sort of legal, as people say, you know, they think that it's okay for dacha to be utilized and it's not a problem and it's going to be legal anyway. That's not the case. You know, you can't encourage people to get hold of that type of thing. So make sure that the party that you're hosting, and this is what worries me most when I hear parents talk about their kids and how popular they are, that it's specified where it is, who is invited, no party crashes, no walking around the neighborhood, no boys and girls disappearing together. Lights, make sure if you've got lights on them, you know, you've got to be firm when there's a party. So also when you're sending a child to a party, you know, it's not only the person hosting it. You need to be comfortable as a parent. You need an assurance that the parents will be there, that they'll be looked after, that the parents are not going to go out for the night and leave the kids alone at home.
Mm-hmm.
So often you see movies where the parents go and then the party is gate crashed and there are like 100 children there and they're using all the various rooms in the house and things like that. You've got to be careful because this is all part of drug awareness where it starts.
Mm.
You must be comfortable when your child is going out. Where's the party? What is the address? Will the parents be there? What are the party... what are the people at the party going to have to drink and eat and what time is it over?
Mm.
You know, does your child know the person? You get these blind invitations as well. You know, okay, sometimes I suppose we all did it. You get a little girl who wants a boyfriend to come that she doesn't know, and she asks a friend to bring Joe Soap along or something like that. That's all very happy and easy to get by. But, you know, you need just this to watch when hosting a party. You know, what is drug awareness? It's part of substance misuse. That's the simple way of putting it. You know, it's associated with illegal drugs, misuse of legal substances like alcohol, and prescription medicines is a huge one. People don't realize what happens with cough mixtures and certain medications that can be taken to give people that high as well. And you know what happens is that invariably when people are abusing drugs, you find poverty, you find inequality and unemployment, you know, increases tremendously with people like that. Yeah. So be careful. If you ask the question, how can I get help? If you are the person that's misusing drugs at the moment, don't leave it. Don't take a chance. Don't continue doing it. Don't get into a circle of friends where you can't say no. You need to get help because you're only damaging yourself. So, you know, getting through it on your own is very difficult because you don't want anybody to know. You pretend that it's not there. So the first place to probably go to is your doctor. If you have a problem, go visit the doctor. Tell him what's happened. Tell him what you tried. Tell him what you've done. Like an attorney, you can't disclose anything to anybody. So, you know, it's confidential. But that's probably your first starting point. An attorney as well, if you believe you have kids with a problem in that and you want help. You know, there are a lot of us attorneys that have dealt with this over the years. I'm happy to say that we do that here at Alums. And we will put you in the right direction with the right people to assist and support. And, you know, if the child needs to go to lessons and things like that, programs, rehabilitation centers, counseling, self-help programs, all of those are available. So, you know, that's it. One always asks, why do people turn to drugs? Why does drug abuse come into the picture? You know, you've got one of two things. It's either to cope with or to escape from personal problems. Alternatively, it's something that a bunch of friends are trying that looks good. And, you know, you think that you can do the same thing. You know, from an adult point of view, you need to manage stress and difficulties. If you're unemployed, if there's no food on the table, you know, ask for help. I always say, I've lost so many friends that have committed suicide. And if only we knew that they had these problems that they had, we could have helped and saved them. It was an anniversary of one of my great friends the other day. Nobody knew. And he was a great popular person amongst people that had a financial problem which he didn't talk to anybody about. If only he'd spoken, we could have saved his life, I'm sure. So you know, it's very necessary. If you have a problem, talk to family, talk to a doctor, talk to an attorney, and that type of thing. You know, the recovery from substance is not straightforward and simple. You can't say, oh, tomorrow I'm not going to do it anymore, because once you've started, that's very difficult. In my personal opinion, you need help. You've got to face a few setbacks if you've been naughty and been doing drugs. So help yourself, you know. There are a whole lot of, I think if you go online, you'll find a whole lot of counseling benefits and centers that can help you as well. So you need to be very cautious in that.
And there are a number of very good centres here in East London.
Absolutely. Around East London, we have three or four, five, I think, great little centres where people are you know, doing it. You know, one asks, what is the impact of substance abuse? You know, can lead to health problems. You can feel nausea. You can have problems at night sleeping. Infections, breakout in sores and that, chronic diseases arises, you know, lung diseases, liver cirrhosis, tuberculosis and hepatitis are all forms of possible, you know, instances where drugs have been abused. weight gain or loss, a great one. Watch your child, watch yourself, you know. You'll pick up little symptoms like a loss of interest in food, substance over-reliance on it in place of food. So your nutrition is not right. You'll lose weight. You'll be weak. You'll want to sleep all the time and things like that. So those are important things to watch as a family, or if you yourself are misusing it. If you've got those symptoms, stop. Go and get help.
Go and get help immediately.
Immediately. You know, it has a huge impact on your life, on your work, your financial situation, job loss, death, unemployment. And, of course, criminal offences come with it.
Yes.
You know, it leads to theft. It leads to sexual instances where there's sex abuse and things like that. Those are all prime factors of substance abuse that come into the picture. So you need to watch that. You know, people get very emotional about it. I don't want anybody to know. No, my child is not doing it, but you know your child is doing it. You're not able to do it because, you know, trying to protect your family makes you very emotional. You need outside help for something like that. So, you know, that impact of it is terrible. Different types of substances. People don't even realize, you know, it's not just the DACA. You know, you've got crystal meth, you've got cocaine, you've got Ritalin, you've got nicotine, which is from cigarettes and that type of thing, depressants that comes along. And, of course, cannabis is the main one over there with cannabis, heroin, Mandrax, another one, you know. You've got to be pretty careful of the prescribed drugs that can do it as well. Alcohol as well. In my opinion, alcohol is a great one. Or, you know, allowing things to go wrong. So be careful with that. So that's very, very much what we're talking about. What are the signs? What are the symptoms? Am I blind to it? You know, you'll find that personally, if you're using a substance, you have a craving for it, you can't do without it, you can't wait for the evening when you get home to smoke your little Zol, or you can't wait to take a little sniff and things like that. You know, it's dangerous to yourself. It's dangerous to others. And be careful of the circle of friends that you're bringing in with it. I mean, I looked the other night and I had no doubt in my mind at a place where I was that the people were doing something naughty. When you find four or five people going into the toilet and locking themselves in a toilet, you know, you don't take four or five people in with you to have a fiddle.
It's definitely.
I clearly don't care what anybody says, but if you get four or five into one little toilet, they're going to snuff or they're going to smoke something or do something wrong. So, you know, don't form part of that. Stay away from it. Don't think that you're the not wanted person in the party. You're the one that can encourage them to stop. So
try and make that difference.
Try and make that difference. You'll be the hero at the end of the day, because in that group of six or seven, you're going to get some that just cannot help themselves. And if you stayed away and spoken to them and told them that you disagree, you know, maybe they'll discard you as a friend, but you've done well then because you're not involved in it. But maybe they'll listen to you. Maybe one of the others will stay outside with you. So, you know, you need to make sure that you understand what is taking place, that if you see it happening in front of you, talk about it, stop it. You know, relationships with others due to substance abuse is a major problem as well. You know, you find that a person does it and then pull somebody in with them and the two of them do it together. And then when you look again, they've broken up or something like that. And the other party's left out there all on their own and now has a substance abuse problem. So be careful with it. But that's basically it, Wayne.
If I may, just a comment or a question, and the relevance of this chat is actually quite important, because just a couple of days ago, I don't want to use the word celebrate, I think commemorate would be the correct word. We commemorated the Enya Benny tragedy, where those 21 youngsters died in the tavern after drinking weird substances. And I don't think to this day anybody really knows. There just seems to be a bit of a cover-up on that whole episode. But you know, just listening to your chat, you kind of portrayed a picture of what I would consider a suburban party of, you know, the kids getting up to mischief, maybe alcohol, maybe a bit of drugs and things going on. But I think what the problem here in South Africa is that irrespective of your socioeconomic position and your socioeconomic background, the drug problem is a common thread. It just maybe happens in different ways and different levels of severity and control possibly. But at the end of the day, there is a problem whether you're having a party in the leafy suburbs or whether you are with a group of kids that have gate-crashed a tavern. The end result is actually bad, no matter which way you look at it.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. I mean, you know, in my capacity as an attorney, I've always said there are always two sides to a story. So when you look at the tavern story, yes, everybody's looking for results. The public's looking for results. The tavern must be closed down. The tavern people must be punished. But what were those kids doing there?
Exactly.
What were those kids doing drinking? What other substances were they abusing? You know, there is no clarity on it, but they are little angels. Yes, it's very sad that a number of them died. Mm. But on the other hand, you know, people need to stop, look in the mirror and say, geez, I wonder if they didn't contribute to what took place.
Yeah, where were the parents?
Where were the parents? Exactly what I stated in the beginning about children going to a party. Those parents didn't know where they were going.
Yeah.
Those parents didn't know what they were drinking. Those parents didn't know what adult control there was. Those parents let them go to a tavern. And, I mean, you know, recently as well, there's been a case in East London where two teenagers have impersonated to been 18 years of age when they way underage. You know, that's a serious offense.
Yeah.
And clearly those children, when they entered the tavern, impersonated that they were over
that
the age of 18 as well.
Yeah.
So
no, look,
always blame one side. There are always two sides to the story. You know, I've always said in my game that there's your side, the other side, and then the truth.
The truth.
So I always find three sides to the story, and that's exactly what you have with the tavern.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you have with children entering restaurants, children entering pubs, pretending. I mean, these days, children go to the extent of taking ID books, stealing ID books, replacing the photograph with a photograph of their own. You know, and then the poor pub or restaurant or whatever gets blamed when it comes out that, no, that's not the ID book. You should have looked more carefully and things like that. You know, so it's just not fair on you know, people that are offering entertainment, people that are doing it. No, I'm not saying as well, though, that the taverns and the pubs and that are completely innocent, you know. They let people in. They want the money. There's the other side of the coin as well. You know, they turn a blind eye and say, ah, you know what, the kid's okay, the kid's inside. Let's leave them drink. You know, they're going to sit down and eat a meal. They're going to spend 300-400 rand. We're happy. You know, that happens as well.
Yeah,
so, you know, as I say, they're both sides of the coin. You've got to look at both and you've got to make sure that you know, that you're there. And, you know, the sad thing as well is that when you get, I mean, if you go back to the tavern where there was a blow-up or a flare-up, from what I can understand, you know, alcohol abuse, drug abuse seems to lead a lot to violence, seems to lead a lot to, you know, somebody said, you know, you're underage, they'll buck the system. They'll fight it.
Yeah, they'll fight it, right.
People share, I mean, swear, shout at the poor old guy at the door who's only doing his job. You know, he's there, the bouncer, to look after things and that type of thing. You know, it's very sad. I also look at a lot of the children these days. Nothing wrong with homeschooling. But when a child doesn't want to go to school anymore, he's unhappy, wants to be homeschooled, wants mommy to look after them, you need to have a serious look at the reasons why. You need to make sure why your child is not happy in amongst a class with children, which is the norm.
Yeah.
It is the norm. I mean, yes, home education is a hell of a thing these days, and I don't think that in this day and age people are taught like we were taught. I mean, we are a lot more far advanced from birth these days with understanding things. Little kids can do, you know, my grandchildren for a for an example, can do a lot of things that I don't think I was able to do at 4 or 5 years of age.
Exactly. Yes.
So, you know, we're living in an advanced world. We're living in a world where, it's abuse quite easy. Kids want to do their own things. Sad.
And a lot more pressure on the youngsters from an earlier age. Performance. They've got to perform. They've got to do this. They've got to do that. If they're not cool if they aren't doing this, or they're not cool if they're doing that. And all of those things lead to exactly what you've spoken about. And guidance from the parents would be a good starting point in a lot of these instances.
Correct. You know, the other little thing that you look at as well is I see so often, you know, if your parents are druggies, it seems to follow in the kids as well for some sad unknown reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's the lifestyle that they know. Used to coming home, seeing the parents goofed out, lying on couches, lying on the floor, fighting with each other, eating each other, no food on the table, you know, because they're not capable of that. So, you know, drug-proof kids come from drug-free parents. Mm. I've always said that. You know, if you're a parent that doesn't abuse drugs in any way, casual drinker, go to your parties, enjoy yourselves, respect others, respect other people's lives, respect other, partners, and that type of thing. And that's what I call a drug-proof parent.
Yeah.
And a drug-proof parent will bring up the kids in the right direction. Mm. Now, the kid won't want to do that because you watch that child.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very happy to say none of my kids have had that. They're now big enough with their own kids, and the way we brought them up was always to watch them carefully, always to make sure we knew where they were going, always to make sure there was no alcohol or drugs involved. Maybe Colleen and myself are very nosy and poked our nose in to see where, why, what, you know, exactly what was happening with them. And for that reason, my kids and their friends enjoyed us, and at our older age, we're able to party today with my kids' kids. You know, they don't think we're the parents. They think that we're just another loving couple there with them. and that relationship is so important to me in life.
And you created the correct base, the correct foundations for they realized where the lines were, and probably their friends realized where the lines were. And anybody that wanted to be their friends said, oh, wait a minute, there's a line there. I don't like that line. I don't want to be your friend because we won't get away with the shenanigans. So I suppose, you got the right grounding. But Peter, unfortunately...
You know, we've always spoken, always as a family as well, speak openly about it. Don't hide anything. The biggest mistake people make is they discover, oh, my child's gone and got drunk, my child's gone and had some smoked worm, or my child's gone and tried Mandrax or something like that. Then it's a big cover-up. You're banned. You're not allowed out. That doesn't help because they rebel. You need to help them. You need to guide them. You need to go to the parents where they went to, if it was a home where they got the alcohol and things like that. Be open-minded. You know, there's no reason to close shop and say nobody's going to go out of here for a period. You're banned for a month, nothing, and that type of thing. Yeah.